Is it possible to look and feel great and still not be healthy? Find out on this next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. We're so happy that you've joined us, and if you are one of our regular listeners, welcome back. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome, and please continue to join us on this journey. We are so happy to have each and every one of you on this journey with us. So, what's up? We've been off the radar for so long.
Where have you been, Dr. Cruz?
I know. Where have you been, Tina Nunziato?
Where have we been? It's like, where's Waldo?
Exactly.
Where's Dr. Cruz and Tina?
I know. It has been several months, and so we apologize for being off the radar, and no.
We have been busy, though.
We have been busy, and it's not because of COVID, so we're not blaming it on COVID.
That's right.
By the way, Happy New Year. Happy 2021 as we start off on this beautiful year. But no, we've actually been very busy getting ready as we've been trying to revamp our podcast. So we, yes, for those of you that are watching us, not only are we doing an audio podcast now, but now we are actually visual. We are on YouTube, and you can find us at Dr. Liz Cruz.
So this is actually what we look like.
Exactly. That's Tina.
The only difference is now that we're on video, we actually have to look nice.
Exactly.
While we're podcasting.
No more podcasting in PJs, right?
That's right. Or, you know, like right before we go to bed, or like early in the morning when we first wake up. We actually have to, like, you know, take a shower and do our hair and
that's right.
Put some makeup on.
That's right.
Right. So
that's
that
right.
You can see these beautiful faces.
Put on something decent.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and so in the process of doing that and getting ready, we had to get, you know, all set up. We got a professionally made banner that you can see behind us. And, you know, we had to do some techie stuff. And so I think that we're ready to go. This is actually our very first podcast that we'll be pushing out into YouTube. And so we're really excited.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. Very excited. But anyways, I know that you want to know the answer to that question. So is it possible to look great, to feel great, and still not be healthy? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm here to tell you as a witness, personal experience that is very possible,
which is also the reason why we haven't podcasted.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
A while.
We've Dr. Cruz has been on her own little journey over the past year, over the past several months, which have taken me down a rabbit hole of learning things that I thought I knew, mm-hmm. and which I didn't
Again,
know.
Even more things.
That's right. Lots of things, and we plan on taking you on this journey. And, you know, I actually wasn't planning to share this story right away because I'm still on this journey. But Tina felt strongly that it was time. And and actually, right around the time when she told me, it's time, you need to share the story, I was in one of my yoga classes and got some clarity one day when the teacher said, what is your intention? And what is it that comes to your heart right now that you want to do? And what came to my heart was share my story. And then I didn't say anything to Tina, anything. And a couple days later, she said, you know, it's time for you to share your story. So it's crazy. I mean, how energy works. So we're big believers in energy, by the way. I mean, we're just balls of energy. So I'm going to share this story, and I'm just going to start it out. But we're going to share this story with you over the course of probably several months.
It's going to take a few podcasts,
yeah.
I think, to get
through maybe
just
several weeks.
Story.
Yeah.
And to understand kind of the journey you've been on.
Well, and because I've got so much to teach you,
yeah.
So much. I mean, this is truly opening up a new world for Tina and I, and probably is what will lead to some further things that we will be adding on in ways that we can serve you, all right, mm-hmm. and bring value to you. So this started out in November of 2019, okay? 2019 November, I'd been just feeling a little bit of discomfort, like in my pelvic lower abdomen. Nothing major. I mean, nothing that was making me feel like I needed to go to the emergency room or even to get it checked out for that matter. I mean, it was just mild. It almost, for you women out there, it almost felt like the beginning of a period, you know, like the, like just very, like very cramping. Dull cramping, not severe at all. Mm-hmm. But
otherwise you felt healthy.
Otherwise I felt great. Yeah.
Felt good.
I felt great. And, but because I'm a physician and I didn't want to, you know, take any chances.
And because you're really paranoid.
And because sometimes I'm paranoid, well, because of the things that I see. Yeah, I mean, the right. things I see, especially I've been seeing more and more disease in younger people. So I decided that I was going to order a CAT scan. So I had my nurse practitioner order me a CAT scan and went and got it done. And then I specifically remember that I had one of my medical assistants at my office. I still hadn't seen the report, and I had her call the radiology facility and get it. And I told her, just send it to me. And I remember we had gone to the theater. It was right before Thanksgiving, and we had gone to see Mr. Rogers. I remember it because it hit me so hard. When she sent me the CAT scan report, I text her back. I read through it. Immediately, like my stomach just sank, and I was like, are you sure this is my CAT scan and this isn't somebody else's CAT scan? Because the CAT scan had worrisome findings, the type of findings that I would typically be like, I got to send this patient over to an oncology doctor, to a cancer doctor. And so it freaked me out. And I was, you know, and she texts me back. She goes, no, Dr. Cruz, this is your CAT scan. And I just, like, I couldn't concentrate. I remember, like, that movie, I was just distracted. But, you know, we were there with the kids, and it was right before Thanksgiving. And I was actually getting ready to leave town and go visit my mom and my grandmother. And so I remember as soon as I got home, I called the radiologist, and I was like, please review this CAT scan with me. I said, you realize that what you reported out here is worrisome, you know, and he was pretty much downplaying it and saying, no, you know, this is, I mean, basically what was showing up. He said, you know, maybe you ate something and you just kind of got a low level inflammation in your body revved up. You got things revved up from something you ate. Or, you know, he was questioning me, have you had the flu or have you been sick lately? I'm like, no. I said, I just got this done because I was having a little bit of discomfort, you know, and I just drilled him, you know, well, how do my ovaries look? How does my uterus look? How about my pancreas, my liver? I mean, like, I was panicked. And up to this point, I still hadn't said anything to her. I still hadn't said anything. You know, I was just kind of trying to, you know, understand and deal with it myself. The radiologist said, you know what, I wouldn't worry about this. And I would just probably just get a repeat CAT scan in a few months, and it's probably nothing. And so I decided to call one of my oncology friends, and I told her about it. And, you know, she was concerned, and she said, you know, get this blood work done and try to get a pelvic ultrasound. Let's make sure that the ovaries and the pelvis looks and the uterus looks good. And so anyways, this is literally like 2 days before Thanksgiving. I'm getting ready to fly out like the next day.
Which is the part that upset me the most, because yes. As soon as she told me she was going to be getting on the plane the next day, she told me what was going on. And I told her, I was like, how could you do this before you leave on a trip? Like, you are going to be a wreck all through Thanksgiving. You're not going to be able to enjoy your family. Like, why didn't you do this when you got back? But to her credit, I mean, she doesn't have much time to get stuff like this done. And she had those couple days before Thanksgiving to do it. As time off. And so, you know, she ended up going to Thanksgiving and being a complete wreck the whole time.
I was. And I was a wreck. I was just there just for a few days. I was visiting my mom and my sister and my grandmother, who one of the big reasons why I went was because she was in hospice, not doing well. my 92-year-old grandmother and my mom didn't think that she was going to live too much longer. So here I'm going out, you know, to see her and kind of like as potentially my last time and, you know, and to spend time with the family. But, you know, then I have this weighing on me and I did not sleep. I mean, I probably slept maybe a total of 4 or 5 hours during those 4 days that I was gone, you know, and I didn't want to like continue to upset her. So again, I just continued to deal with it on my own. I didn't want to tell my mom because I didn't want to get her upset. I didn't want to tell my sister. But
this is like the part of the journey, right?
Yeah, right.
That people go on.
Oh my goodness.
Something like this happens in their life.
This is very traumatic. I mean, all I was thinking, I did text one of my good friends who's a gynecology provider. She's an obstetrics gynecology, and I told her about it. And what she responded back, like, just threw me into, like, more chaos in my head and torment for the rest of my trip. Because she was like, well, you know, women like you who are not on birth control, you know, have a higher incidence of ovarian cancer. So for sure, you should get a pelvic ultrasound. Oh, well, that was like a death sentence.
If your Thanksgiving already wasn't ruined, it's ruined.
Yeah, now I started like Googling and looking up stuff on ovarian cancer. And the first thing pretty much on all the sites was the silent killer, the number one silent killer in women, ovarian cancer. Because usually by the time it's found, it's too late. I mean, it's already spread everywhere, you know. So what was found on my CAT scan were enlarged lymph nodes everywhere, like in my groin, especially mostly in my groin areas and then going up into my abdomen, okay? But other than, and a little bit of free fluid in my pelvis, other than that, there wasn't a mass showing up anywhere. There wasn't, you know, anything else but these enlarged lymph nodes. And typically, when we order CAT scans on our patients and they have enlarged lymph nodes, without any further thought process, we refer them right over to the oncologist. Because though lymph nodes can get enlarged with inflammation and infection, they can also get enlarged with cancer, you know, and that's the number one thing that as a traditionally trained MD, doctor, that we always think of. And so we do a lot of CAT scans on our patients because they come in with abdominal pain, and we end up finding these enlarged lymph nodes and send them off to the oncologist to get them worked up with whatever they think needs to be done. So basically, when I got back into town, the day, you know, right that weekend, right after Thanksgiving, I sent a message to one of my radiology colleagues and told him what was going on. And right away on Monday, he got me in and did a pelvic ultrasound. And the pelvic ultrasound was great. He said the ovaries look fine, the uterus looked fine, there was no more free fluid or anything like that. So at that point, I just took a big breath. And he also felt, you know, I sent him the CAT scan and he also said, you know, this is probably nothing. I mean, you feel good. He kept asking, you feel good? I feel great. You know, you having any weight loss, any fevers, night sweats, anything? No, I felt great. Other than having had the little bit of abdominal discomfort that led me in the first place to get the CAT scan, I felt wonderful. And I was eating fine. I wasn't losing weight. And so at that point, I just took a deep breath and was thankful that there wasn't an ovarian tumor somewhere sitting somewhere, because honestly, that was probably the scariest thing. I mean, my life flashed in front of me and all I'm thinking is, you know, my wife is going to be widowed, a widow raising our, you know, we have 4 kids. One of them is gone already. He's out of the house, but still 3 little ones. A 14-year-old, not so little, and 11-year-old twins, and I'm just thinking, I'm not gonna see them get married, you know. Like everything flashed in front of me. The journey.
Yeah.
So basically, the radiologist said, "Look, just get the CAT scan repeated again in about 6 months. Let's see where we're at. Let's see how things look, and then we'll pick it up from there."
And that's where we should stop.
That's right.
And pick up next time.
That's right.
So that you can hear her ongoing journey with her lymph nodes.
That's right. Stay tuned for our next podcast. And again, we're so happy that you joined us. And we look forward to catching you on our next podcast.
Thank you. you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.